Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The ACE and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Cher Funny from the ACE and TJ Show Plus.
Hey. I'm trying to find a word I thought of earlier to see if it's already on the Urban Dictionary. And I never go to Urban Dictionary. Somebody always does that whenever I think I've created a word. But I don't think I don't think this one's on there. Himpulse. Not impulse, but himpulse.
Yeah.
Himpulse. Oh. Like when you are out and you go with a guy. You meet a guy and you end up maybe going home with him or acting upon impulse.
Yeah.
With a guy.
That's pretty good. Himpulse.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
Yeah, thanks. But I can't find that it exists anywhere already. I shouldn't have spent the night with that guy, but I was just acting on impulse.
Yeah.
Or why would you go home with that guy? You just met him. Impulse.
It's kind of different from women's intuition, but essentially they're kind of the same. You can't really explain it. It's like a gut feeling almost.
Or it was just something you wanted at the time, like an impulse buy. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go buy a car. I wasn't planning on buying a car today, but I heard the commercial and I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
So this is, he was nice, he was charming, so I went home with him. It's a impulse buy.
Yeah. Is it always sexual? It doesn't have to be sexual.
No, it's just whatever you would do for a guy that, you know, instead of thinking it through first.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in most guys' world, that would be sexual.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Impulse.
Impulse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, impulse. Mm-hmm. Alexis, you're a little better today as far as your mood. You've been talking at least on the radio.
Mm-hmm. It was touch and go there yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday it was like, not only were like, was she going to talk, it was like, should we even talk to her? You never know with when things are going on in a woman's head and heart.
Yeah.
And then I asked if she was feeling okay, and she was like, yeah, I've been in the bathroom one time. I just don't feel like talking. I'm like, okay.
You've been out of the bathroom a few times. I'm like, I only went to the bathroom one time. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not pooping my pants every 5 seconds.
But, I mean, wasn't that far-fetched, because just last week you had that incident. I was just wondering if that was a follow-up on it.
No.
Then,
God.
You know, it's like, hell no, I just don't feel like talking on the radio show. Is that so bad?
Yeah, man, being a woman is just, ugh. I don't like being moody. It's not like I enjoy it.
But it is part of, yesterday was a reaction to your womanlies?
No. Oh. That's done and over with.
Okay, well, so then it's just that you're a woman and you're moody.
Maybe it's like a residual moodiness from the...
an aftershock.
Yeah. Like, man. Instead of PMS, it's after MS.
So like every month you get like 2 good days and then the rest of it is just like...
Yeah, because you got to deal with, I am... PMSing, because I'm PMSing, and then during the time when you're MSing, and then you're then PMSing again post MSing.
That's what I was doing. I've been post MSing.
Yeah. Wow. But isn't that what PMS stands for? Is post?
No, it's pre.
Pre.
Oh, it's pre. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it coming.
So I do pre and post and during.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because post should, like post menstrual syndrome should be, you know, how they would market, you know, party favors and stuff. It's like, whoo, thank God that's over. Bring on the cake and, you know, whatever. But they still got to try to milk it for more.
I ain't trying to milk it.
Oh, my God.
What did I try to get out of it? Nothing. If I really wanted to, on Friday, I would have came and been like, guys, I'm in the worst mood, and you guys need to bring me chocolate cake and treats.
Well, I think by coming in and saying, I just don't feel like talking today on the radio, would be like if a mechanic went to work and said, I just don't feel like messing with wrenches today.
So you can wrench with a screwdriver.
You can wrench with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
I never said I don't feel like talking.
I'm a bus driver. I don't feel like driving today. Is that so bad?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You said, I just don't feel like talking
today.
Did
I say that?
I think so.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I just was trying to say. I was just saying
you
shit.
A doctor going in there.
Right. Just saying shit.
I'd just be talking.
I was a mess yesterday, but I'm good now. I'm just mad at the world. I get like that sometimes. Not always positivity over here. Well, and rainbows. I mean,
but when you have people always thinking that you're so positive 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it stands out more when you're not.
I never said I'm positive 24/7. It's a hard job to stay positive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Very hard job.
It's not hard for me. I do it.
Right, you're a pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to be like you when I grow up. I strive to look at life how you do.
But I am always positive about things.
Yeah, you're positive that everything is dumb.
That shit's effed up. That's what it is.
Exactly.
I'm positive that this is some dumb shit. And I don't want to do it, whatever it is. So my positivity is always on the highest level. Just like I'm positive that it's pissing me off that my iPad battery is going to run down because something's different today in the studio where my charging station had to be given up to another more important device. And now I'm just watching my shit drain. I may not make it through Share Funny.
You about to die?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the number on your computer?
33%.
Oh, you'll my be God. Fine.
I thought you plugged it into the wall.
No, it was in the wall. And that's how I've been using it.
Oh.
Riggins had to take the wall plug today because of something that the fairies came in and messed up overnight. I don't know what happened.
Something happened overnight.
Somebody was in here.
Oh.
Somebody was in here.
I had to switch a mic cable, so maybe I bumped it, but.
Oh, yeah. When I walked in, Rob was like on the floor under your desk. He probably messed something up.
Well, you got here a little earlier than we expected.
Gross.
Yeah. Our bad.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm, as the kids say.
You're usually much later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, what's crazy is because I got a text last night from Mr. Todd, who does our video stuff, and he had asked me earlier in the day to leave the computer up and on because he was going to do something with Ace. Well, that got canceled. So he texted me last night. He goes, hey, the computer's off and the internet's not working. So I thought, well, I left it on. I can't explain it. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I trust you. I just.
Maybe was there a glitch?
I don't know, but this computer was totally
the electricity,
dead. No? Maybe. We might have lost power.
I don't know. But nobody was up here doing anything?
Well, you never know about Ace. He could be up here doing all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and not even realize it on drugs.
Yeah.
I've been told you, though, that there's ghosts in here.
You've been told us, but what was the evidence of it, though, that you had?
Because it just felt like it.
Oh, you could feel it.
Yeah, it like felt like it when we first moved in.
You're a bit psychic, aren't you?
Just a tad.
Aren't you a bit psychic?
Yeah. I just like know when things look like they're haunted or not.
Mm-hmm.
Your desk looks like it's haunted. It's like a haunted house over there.
It is. I need all these things, though. I need them.
A lot of those things, you don't even touch during the show.
But I need them because I look at them and they make me feel good just by looking at
them. When's the last time you had a sip out of that small water bottle over there?
Since the last time I put it there when I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question that I don't want to answer.
It's probably how we ended up with ghosts because you got all these crystals and wacky pentagram shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't got pentagram shit.
I don't know what it is, but
you're attracting them.
Yeah, it's otherworldly.
Yeah, how many crystals you got over there?
I got 3 crystals. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little army people from Dungeons & Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I got my very valuable coin.
Yeah, but I mean, how much crap do you have over there that requires spells and seances and all of that kind of stuff and sacrifices and all?
Do you think I'm just at home doing sacrifices and seances? You think that's what I do on my time off?
I do think there's a lot of that type of stuff going on.
What am I sacrificing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You two are
I think that's probably the perception. When you start talking about crystals and stuff, people immediately assume they're sacrifices or seances.
Do you think that I have time to be doing sacrifices?
I don't know.
You got time to color?
I haven't even colored in a while, actually. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe that's why I'm moody.
No, it's deeper than that.
You got squirrels in your head.
Mm-hmm. She does. She got two kinds, American and Salvadorian squirrels. Got the native squirrel of El Salvador. I bet there aren't squirrels in El Salvador, are there?
They probably eat them.
Well, we do too in Louisiana, but are there trees for them to get into and live?
There's lots of trees.
Really?
Mm-hmm, but I don't remember ever seeing squirrels. Hmm. Yeah, there's mango trees, papaya trees.
Papaya. But are there nut trees?
I don't know. Do they have squirrels? Salvadorian nuts?
Yeah, we got fruit squirrels up here.
They eat whole pineapples. They eat papayas.
Mangoes y papayas.
Big old ass fruit squirrels. Where are the fruit squirrels?
There's armadillos. I know that.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah, I see that. I remember seeing those around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have those all over Louisiana. So they eat snakes. They are like one of the most
beautiful
creatures.
With those tiny little mouths?
One of the most beautiful creatures you can see.
I'm always
fascinated. It's an armadillo.
Armadillos always fascinated me as a kid because we'd go hunting them at night around my grandmother's house. And when you shoot them, they jump up in the air and come straight down.
That's why when you see one on the road, don't try to straddle it. Why just go around it. Straddle it to keep from hitting it. Go around it to keep from running over it.
I was like, why would you get out of your car and
straddle it with the car?
You ride them too?
I was like, what? You know, ride the armadillo.
We would ride armadillos.
When we was babies, the babies would do that. We'd put them out there.
That's exactly what I did.
That's so weird.
To be fair, I knew what he was talking about, but I can see the point in that. I got it.
Because when you get over them with the car, they jump straight up and it can bust your oil pan.
Yeah.
Or do damage.
That's too funny.
Right. Or now, if you straddle them, it means you're taking a dump on them. And you've been drinking too much.
That visual is fantastic.
I'm fixing to shit on an armadillo.
So I looked up to see if there's squirrels in El Salvador, and there are, and it looks like it's a squirrel from El Salvador.
What does it mean? From El Salvador?
I don't know, but like, look at this thing. It's like three different colors. It looks hungry.
Three different colors? Yeah.
That's pretty, though.
It is pretty, but it looks like it's a Salvadorian squirrel. It
looks like a mohawk. Like it's got a mohawk.
It's like almost like a little, like a mix between a monkey.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's drinking Coke out of a plastic bag. Exactly.
Hanging out with the dogs on the roof.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
32%. That's my battery life left on my iPad that I use for the show.
How did it
goes down really fast though, because I've used it a lot more than what you're supposed to use, and I've been using it as my computer for a couple of years now.
Yeah, but ever gets down to 32%.
I know, TJ. But I've lost my charging area this morning.
What do you mean?
Because of the computer issues earlier in the show, that computer was down and nothing was charging. So Riggins had to take my plug that I use that charges my my iPad during the show, and so none of these work on this little charging bank or whatever the hell that's supposed to
be. So we have an entire bank of chargers that don't charge.
I guess not. I don't. Mine wasn't charging with it, so it just makes me nervous. Having it down to 32%, it to me is like my gas gauge being at an eighth of a tank.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my gosh.
You don't have a portable charger?
Not with me. Oh. I guess that's going to be the next audible here. Yeah. It has another way I've got to change what it is that I do.
Well, it's not including me. I didn't say plug it into your outlet or whatever.
No, I didn't. I didn't mean you did.
Oh, well, I just said I had to keep saying my name.
I didn't say Riggins took my
charger.
Because what your thing is more important than what mine is. So that's what I mean.
We also should try that cable, other cable again, to make sure it was the cable.
Cable. What are you talking about?
the cable that we unplugged. We should try it again.
Kamala Harris, what are you saying? Cable, community, cable. What?
Because if it works,
yeah, we're not trying anything.
Then you can have your plug back.
Yeah, we're not trying anything.
Everything's a mess.
I'm not eating anymore.
Oh, wait, here, I got one.
I'm not eating anymore.
Is it a USB-C?
No, it's a phone, just like an iPhone.
It's a lightning cable.
So wait, I'm most interested though that why do we have this thing that's made for charging? Why is it not charging?
I don't know. It may be that the cable that I have, cable, is not compatible with that thing.
Oh.
But it's got other stuff plugged into it, and I was wondering. But it does charge my little light there.
So. And that works, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just whatever it is, it's something else that I have to change.
It might be not
about
enough.
Me. Oh, something else I got to change about me. Why is it always me? Why am I the one that always has to change?
It was one day.
I mean, nobody even knows why this happened, so I got a feeling that it's going to be the way it is from here on out. It's a tripping hazard in here.
Yeah.
The way it's hooked up now,
I think it was
and cable a fire problem. Hazard, and a smothering risk.
Smothering?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a smothering risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just need to pack it up.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get out of here.
Dangerous conditions
to be under.
I know you heard of OSHA.
Yeah,
ours is oh shit.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we gotta
that's
go.
How much danger we're in up here. In this twerk place.
How our insurance is set up. Yeah, we got to go.
They don't cover nothing.
They don't cover that.
Hey, our food truck price is still way, way high.
They are
super
high.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Because they were back when the gas prices were at their most elevated, which they've come down a little bit, which is, you know, not saying anything.
What do you
because,
think?
Because, I mean, you raise, get, do whatever it takes to get the gas prices up, you know, $4. And then when you they go back down to $3.50, then you're like, oh, we lowered the gas prices. But when you took over, gas was like 21 cents a gallon. So what?
What do you think is the average price for something off of like a food truck,
well,
like a burger
say,
or something?
Because I'm not a, you know, a big food truck person, so I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience. But one day we got something from a food truck. It was a Louisiana type food, and it was jambalaya. Like four of us got the jambalaya, which was the number one or whatever. Oh. And a Coke. Each got a Coke, and it was over $100.
Stop it. What?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Hang on a second. Four orders of jambalaya and four Cokes was over $100.
What did the jambalaya, it has shrimp in it?
Some, yeah. And
because I would think that's the most high expensive item in that dish, right?
Well, I get it. But that's the way you can make it that way. And the one that I like more is chicken and sausage jambalaya, but... Either way, it was 20-something an order. One person may have gotten catfish, which was still the same exact price as the jambalaya. Like every one of them, every combo number was $25.
I was going to say, it couldn't have been like the catfish was $60 and everything else was $12 or something.
And then I chalked that a lot of it being gas because you're in a food truck and the whole thing is run by gas. So you got to add that expense into it.
That's a good point.
But
that's insane. Was it worth? Was it as good as your jambalaya?
I don't want to talk bad about people, but no, that would be a no.
How much would you sell your jambalaya for on a food truck?
Oh, I don't know. But if that's bringing in 25, then mine would need Sotheby's selling it. Auction it off.
Yeah.
That's how about I can be your food pimp? You make the food and I sell it, and then I get a percentage and give you the rest.
Where are you going to sell it?
Different places.
At the barbershop.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to walk around with box lunches in a nice chest.
Yeah.
She'll find
it. I'll sell it.
There was a guy selling laundry detergent on the side of the road out of the back of his truck the other day.
Where?
He had like Tide and Bang. I'm like, that shit is definitely watered down. It was like $5 a bottle.
Where was he?
Closer to the city.
And do you think he just went into one store and bought it and then came back out and sold it for $2 more or whatever? I think
he probably split it up and is saving some of his house, and he watered it down. Like a hood grocery store out on the street. And I was, you know, I wasn't in the city, but I was pretty close to it. And he had it all, just like all sitting out there. He's sitting under an umbrella.
Like a fruit stand?
Like a fruit stand. Just detergent. And like,
wow.
And but like, maybe he like just came across like a lot of detergent. Listen, he was like, this is his come up.
Something is not on the up and up. I guarantee you that. Either it was lifted from somewhere or
this detergent's hot.
I mean, detergent's expensive. A box of Tide, I bought it the other day, it was $18. Yeah. I mean, it has gone up through the roof. But, yeah, he was finding a way, too. He had Arm & Hammer, Tide, Gain, maybe one other one. I was like, this guy is selling laundry detergent out here in these streets.
Just trying to make a dollar, man.
Yeah, man.
But you use powdered detergent?
Yeah, old school.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those pods.
Powdered?
The powdered detergent.
I don't even know how to use that.
You use it. It's got the thing on it, but it's like, comes
you
with the
spread
cup.
It. You, like, just kind of sprinkle it all over your clothes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you can use such a little amount because it's abrasive, so it cleans the clothes better than a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I might start using that.
Yeah, but you have to be careful not to use too much or your clothes will have big clumps of white stuff on them.
Yeah. You use, like, a couple tablespoons, like 2 tablespoons, and it's a big box. And it lasts forever. Ever think about it.
Oh, I'm going to try that.
They didn't even have liquid detergent when we were growing up. It was all powder.
Yeah, we never used liquid.
And I use pods, so they're definitely those expensive. Pods,
yeah.
Ooh.
I didn't even think about that.
It's hard, getting harder to find. They only offer it in like one size, and it's just Tide and Gain, I think.
I'm sure you can buy it on Amazon, though.
You can buy it on Amazon.
I started buying all household appliances on Amazon and just getting a like bulk amount, and then I don't have to worry about it for months. Yeah. So I got sponges and toilet paper.
We use Gain.
Yeah, I like
Gain. Yeah, but it's the liquid kind because it's for the, whatever you call them, the certain washer or whatnot.
And high efficiency.
Yeah, the one that stinks.
Yeah.
This is
when you don't leave it open and keep it clean. It's just a pain in the ass. Yeah. Old environmentally friendly bullshit that they force on you.
Does the clothes still smell just as good as, like, liquid detergent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
but I haven't seen washing powder in a long time. That's all we grew up with.
Yeah, you can wash your floors with it. You put it in a mop bucket, add some hot water, and it'll clean your floors better than anything.
You can also make a paste with it. Yeah. You can make a paste with it for bee stings and stuff.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Takes the sting out.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It may not work, but that was one of the things when I was growing up they would use. They'd make a little, come here, let me get the washing machine. I can. Oh, you should Google that, see if it works. Is that a thing? Washing powder on bee stings.
I wonder what's in it that makes it.
And it used to be tobacco spit they would want to put
I've heard
on
that.
It. Yeah, that's nasty. Ugh. I don't know why.
I'd rather have the bee sting than somebody have dip spit on me.
Mm-hmm. Or they would just take the dip out of their mouth and just stick it onto there.
Oh, like God.
Wet it that way.
Yeah, they also say icing. Oh.
What?
You thought they meant icing like from a cake?
Oh, look at that.
It meant ice like an ice cube.
Icing can also help. I'm like, icing.
Yeah, icing it, not putting icing on it. Yeah.
Yeah, the verb form of ice.
He's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, why is he so shy? I thought everybody knew ice would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the main things that people were stung by when I was growing up, my friends and stuff, we'd be outside hanging out, playing and stuff, were yellow jackets.
Yeah.
Or wasps, red wasps.
They're just pissed off at bugs.
Yeah.
They're just angry.
What, wasps or yellow jackets?
I think probably both. Mm-hmm. There was just that woman on TikTok. She was going to throw away her trash, and she noticed there was a wasp stuck inside a plastic bag. She goes, I couldn't just let it die.
Oh.
So she opens the bag up. The wasp goes flying, and she follows it on TikTok. And she's like, I set him free. He goes back down into the wall, and then like 8 more of them come out like he told all his friends, and they went and stung her all over.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
He's like, thanks a lot. I'm going to go get my friend sting the shit out of you. She's like, I hate wasps now. It's like, well, you're, I mean.
I just don't get a person not killing or having a problem killing an insect. Well, unless it's their religious belief, you know, like in India, no, it's a religious belief not to kill things.
Well, if you don't have to kill it, you still don't care. You still look at it like that. Like if you don't have to kill it, you just take it outside.
Well, if it's something that's going to cause harm to somebody, possibly, then I have to kill it, like a wasp or a spider.
Can I read you this real quick?
Sure.
If you have men who will exclude any of God's creatures from the shelter of compassion and pity, there you will have men who will deal likewise with their fellow men. St. Francis. Show them compassion and pity, any of God's creatures.
Right. Okay, but what? But
then,
what if it's going to attack me? Am I supposed to accept that?
So does that mean compassion and pity to God's creatures that God gave us to eat?
Yes, meaning no reason to torture, just, you know.
Well, okay. I'm not going to torture a wasp.
That's what, me either.
I'll just shoot him with that really, really cool spray that comes out of the can at like 50 feet.
Yeah, isn't that stuff awesome?
Yeah.
Have you seen the bug assault gun?
I want one of those.
Salt. It's on Shark Tank, but then you just fill it up with salt and it just shoots them, kills them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd be shooting people in their titties. Mm-hmm.
Shooting people in their titties. He shot him in his titties.
He's already found a way to misuse that product.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ show.
On the regular old show this morning, we had a discussion about foot rubs being good for women going through the mental pause, easing the side effects of or the symptoms of menopause. And Alexis just has a couple of weeks ago, I guess, went to a foot rubber.
Is that what we call it?
Not a regular foot rubber because there's a title that goes along with it now called a reflexologist. I guess kind of like I would be a broadcast physician.
Ooh.
When you reach the level that we've reached, Ace, in the broadcasting business, we could start calling ourselves broadcast physicians.
I like that because we make people feel better.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we do provide what has been documented as being the best medicine.
Laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are on to something here. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of Ace, broadcast physician.
And
Dr. Ace.
Not to mention, Ace, actually do have, got our license to broadcast. We have broadcaster's license. Yeah. So they don't make you do that anymore to be in radio, but Ace and I had to pass a test and get a broadcast license.
Had to be posted in every bit in every radio station. If your license wasn't posted, you could not run the controls.
What's the test like?
It's like rules of signing on and off of the transmitter log and emergency broadcasting test procedure and things of that nature. Not having alcohol. You have to agree to not have alcohol while you're running the while you're signed on to the transmitter logs.
Knowing about emergency announcements, how to run the EBS system, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Emergency!
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
A little more to it than that, but yeah.
Beep, beep.
But anyway, this now that everybody has to have a title, there's what all does a reflexologist do? Just foot rubs?
I think so.
Can they not work on other points of your body where you have reflexes, like in your elbows and knees?
I'm sure. But these people were just feet.
You mentioned something during the show today, TJ, and I looked it up. You do not have to have a license to be considered a reflexologist. However, there is a professional reflexology association that in order to become a member, you have to pass a test and reach a certain level of education in order to be that person.
Right. And I think that's the way it should be on most things that require you to have a license.
Yeah.
Because you should let the free market determine who's good enough and who isn't, not the state by you just paying a fee and getting, you know, certified for something.
Yeah.
It looks like reflexology is foot, hand, and the ear for some reason.
Okay, pressure points, essentially.
Yeah. Well, it's the ear.
They're
whispering into your ear how much money they're screwing you out of.
It wasn't expensive. That's what I was surprised about. I'm like, oh, you're touching my feet for an hour?
And where was it? Where was it? Is in the
in
city?
Fort Mill.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Was it in a...
For an
was
hour?
It in a free, like,
what? This is great.
A freestanding building?
No, not a freestanding. Well, there's other offices.
I mean, by itself, it was its own separate building. I mean, or they were in an office complex, medical complex.
Yeah, office complex.
Okay. And did they have a diploma up on the wall and all that kind of stuff for flexology?
I didn't see any diplomas on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to drive around to the back of anything?
No, it wasn't shady like that at all.
Somehow I picture it like at their house. Pull around to the back and you know you come in. We do reflexology on the back porch.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I wonder what this... If this guy is like what he's doing or what he's thinking, like massaging my feet, because he was really getting into it, but I didn't care. I was like, well, this feels good.
Well, you thought he was probably having some sort of sexual feeling.
You think that's why it was cheap?
A little bit. Because then he started pushing down on my leg. I was like, I don't even know if this is, you're supposed to be doing that. And he just kept smiling. He didn't know very much English, so.
What was his native tongue?
Some type of Asian language.
Okay.
And so did he just your feet and your hands?
And then they massage your scalp while your feet are soaking in all of the Chinese herbs.
Soy sauce, you mean?
All of the Chinese herbs.
And would you have allowed this to be done to you just by regular old white Americans? If they had, you know, the same training
Hell
and whatever.
Yeah.
You would have?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have minded that? It wouldn't have been as authentic? Maybe we wouldn't have thought it's not authentic?
No, I don't care. Darryl's just massage my feet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on in.
Were there moments where I don't know, he hit certain points on your foot or your hands that you thought, okay, I that can feel that in other places, that kind of thing? Because they said that everything's connected supposedly through your feet. So all of those nerves are supposedly connected.
I think you're supposed to feel all of that like later afterwards.
Did you?
Yeah.
I definitely did. But it's just like a massage. When you get a massage, you release a lot of toxins and you feel that.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, don't expect to feel anything immediately. So you're going to be long gone from here before you realize that I didn't do a damn thing.
Stop it. He did a great job. I even fell asleep.
Yeah, well, then that's good. You fall asleep and they're like, she's asleep. Let's let her wake up in about 30 minutes. She'll think that we've been doing it the whole time.
Or at least you were asleep and didn't see him after.
Right. And so what does smell like in there? Feet? Like just a bunch of feet?
It smelled like...
It smelled like soy sauce.
It smelled like Chinese herbs.
Chinese herbs.
Yeah. And wisdom.
Right. And wisdom both sweet and sour. Tiny spicy. Okay, well... Did he wear a lab coat or anything that made him look more official, like a doctor or anything like that?
He was just in his regular old clothes.
I wonder how many hours of training it takes to get that license.
I don't know, but he's good at it.
Mm-hmm. $100 and 3 hours at a seminar.
And then you're also an ordained minister at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's a combo.
Yeah. I can do reflexology and marry you all in the same hour and 30-minute span.
6 to 12-month study.
Huh.
150 to 300 hours.
Bullshit. Alexis became a Reiki master in like an afternoon.
It was 2 days.
Of anything in an afternoon.
I'm not a Reiki master.
In 2 days.
Yeah, she went to the equivalent of a gun safety course.
Shut up. I mean,
because that's what it takes.
A master?
Actually, pretty much.
Motorcycle license, gun safety course, Reiki master, all in the same amount of time.
I'm not a Reiki master.
Oh, no?
No. You actually have to do a lot of hours to get that.
Oh.
She's an apprentice.
Yeah, I'm just a practitioner.
Sensei.
A journeyman.
You wouldn't even put that into the universe to claim that type of power.
Sorry. What's the next thing you want to try? Well, first of all, you're going to be going back to the foot rubber?
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap and amazing.
Okay. Which is what you're always looking for whenever you have a procedure being done to you.
Cheap
and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who smiles at me and rubs my thigh.
I was like, well, I'm just going to close my eyes so I don't have to like see
him. He never breaks his stare, and he talks through smile.
He smiled the whole time.
He's smiling the whole time. Yeah. How does this feel? Does this feel good for you?
Did you check their Yelp reviews before you went?
Yeah, they had really good reviews. Okay.
Is this a good? Okay. You like it? Okay.
It was funny.
All right. You want me to move up or down? Uh-huh. I can go either. So what are you going to try next? There's got to be something you've had your eye on out there.
I have had my eye on something for a long time. I've been wanting to try it, and I haven't jumped the gun. Fencing.
Oh, well,
I
want to
really
good.
Do fencing.
That comes
still.
Out of effing nowhere.
But at least that's a real thing, and it's exercise and training and all that.
Yeah.
On guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that for years.
Yeah.
She
I want
to do
that.
Fencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to slit you from navel to nose.
That's really not the point of fencing. It's not just cutting people.
It is.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're specifically not supposed to cut people in fencing.
Well, you're supposed to practice so when you can cut people in real life.
That's what the sport is.
Why would you learn it if you can't use it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be the best swordswoman of the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I hear, you're already getting a good start.
You're so twaddle on effort. Put you on the damn Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, that bet you would love that, wouldn't you? If you learned how to fence, then you could go perform at the Renaissance Festival.
As a knight? Yes, I would love that.
Do they have women knights?
A lady knight?
No, they
well,
don't.
Well, they can just 2022.
Old England. No. This is Old English Day.
Renaissance Festival. You not woke.
Do they have fencing? They don't have fencing.
No, but they have Renaissance Festival. They have swashbuckling.
They have jousting.
Yeah, but that's
jousting's not the same.
Yeah.
Well, you're holding some type of sword.
You're also riding a horse.
Yeah, I can ride a horse already.
But it's jousting is not. It's a long, big stick, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I bet they had. Don't they have sword fights and stuff? They should.
I don't remember seeing any sword fights.
I'm sure they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got mermaids. I mean, at this point, it's just like a carnival.
Yeah.
I bought a wooden sword from the Renaissance Festival. What I was going to do with it, I have no idea. But I bought it.
What have you done with it?
Nothing.
What, does it just sit in the corner?
I can't even protect myself with this bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting less medieval by the day.
Her weapons of choice for protection are a wooden sword and a sledgehammer so big she can't pick it up and swing it.
I really wish you would spend those 2 days taking that gun safety class.
She said it.
I took it.
Yeah.
I went with you. And Amanda to take
it. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot you were in that class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm very well versed in all kinds of things.
Yep.
That's true.
I'm always in some type of class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I do appreciate the fact that you are always in search of a varied education.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, why not do the most with what life has to offer? Like, why not explore?
Why not?
Well, TJ's answer would be because
why not try
TV?
Some crack? You know, when will I ever have another opportunity to try crack? Never.
Hey, missed any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Cher funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Is that your Cher funny laugh?
Yeah. I love to laugh. I haven't told y'all about this thing that my wife's got now where I will find something like some little product or something that I need on the line. And she's gone past saying, "You file for all that stuff." You file for all that stuff.
He buys one thing. Yeah. You file for everything.
So I need some new slides to wear for house shoes. That's what I wear for slippers.
Yeah.
I have my Crocs, and I'll wear those in the house whenever I'm cooking and stuff. I need extra support. But just regular slippers, I use pool slides. Well, I saw some that were like half price that I was going to order from the actual, they're Under Armour, and it's from the Under Armour website. And now it's anything that I want, she goes, "Well, check on Amazon, see if they've got it." Like, okay. They're not going to have them for less than half, with a half off.
Yeah.
So I did. And the whole thing was, well, because they'll be here tomorrow, if not today. They could show up today. You order them from Amazon. I'm like, okay. So,
I love it.
So I went and looked on the Amazon, and I couldn't find them. And I said, "Hey, they don't have these on Amazon." And she goes, "Are you sure?" I said, "I looked at all the men's athletic slides they have available, and they have this brand, but they don't have these specific ones that I'm looking at. Let me see." So then she looked. She want me to just order them? And I said, "Yeah, send me the link to that other thing." And then so I sent it, and she said, "Okay, they're ordered." And he goes, "But, I mean, it's going to be about 9 days before they get here." I'm like, okay, I know Amazon would have been better, but there wasn't a choice. And
yeah, it's not an option.
Yeah, so.
Plus, they're half off.
So now I'm walking around the house in boots.
It's real bad.
I got to wait 9 days before I can get them.
I like the let me see.
Let me see.
I don't trust you.
What are they called? What are they called?
That is funny.
But you do get programmed to where everything should be on Amazon.
Yep.
If you're ordering everything from dog food to toilet paper to makeup and everything else, it's like, it's got to be on Amazon.
Yeah, and you do get programmed to look at it and think, what do you mean it's going to be a week?
Yeah.
Why am I waiting a week? It's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I get it. At least she let you buy them, though.
Well, it was birthday money. I had some birthday money. her parents had sent me.
It's very not childlike, like infantilizing you almost. Like, "Mom, can I get these?" She's like, "Well, let me see."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me look.
You want me to order? You just want me to take care of it?
Yeah, like it's.
It's just though that's her department, as Adam says. You know, all of us, and this from this department and that department, and all that's her department. And she used to really like when it got to where she was really on top of it all was when you use an ATM, and you couldn't check it online all the time. So yeah. I was supposed to bring receipts, go, "I got money out," or "I got money out," and then she would get with the checkbook or whatever she was looking at and go, "Did you get money out this week? You've got to tell me. Get as much as you want, but you've got to tell me. It's messing up my books." And it's not that. So that's why I was like, "I'm gonna order these."
There's good reason
that
she is the way she is.
Right. Sometimes. Other times it's just like, "I want beef jerky."
I wanted it.
The leftover crock pot roast is not the same.
So if you
got beef jerky at home and gravy and potatoes and carrots,
I kind of
left over.
Yeah.
I get this impression sometimes that TJ in the car with Jody is very similar to Riggin's brother when he was a child trying to get two egg McMuffins. TJ's like, "I'll eat all the, I swear to God, I'll eat the beef jerky.
Swear to God,
I'll eat all the beef jerky, but just let me buy it."
Yeah. Two.
Mm-hmm. And we got beef at home.
Yeah.
I'll just take that leftover roast. Put it out in the sun for a little while, let it get dried out, and then there's your beef jerky. It's free.
And it's got carrots and potatoes in it. Yeah. So you're like, this is way better. It's funny.
Yeah, but I'll let y'all know when those slides get here.
9 days. It's going to be 9 days.
Yeah, I mean, ooh, it's maybe, well, look, yeah, it's probably going to be end of October at least. And we have so much fall stuff out right now. She did the decorating this weekend. She swapped them out. And, I mean, I'm like, where did all of this stuff come from? Did you go buy? She goes, well, Lord, no. We live in that little rental house. I didn't get to really decorate for fall while we were in there. This stuff that I had in storage. And I mean, it is just.
It's like the Mayflower explosion. It's fall, y'all.
I mean, the throw pillows on the couch are different.
Wow.
They're special fall throw pillows that match the fall colors and you know. But I'm putting, I'm fall, not Halloween. I put a little Halloween stuff out, but it's cute. It's not scary.
Right. She makes that distinction.
Yeah. I don't like the scary Halloween stuff. It's stupid. Something cute, though, like witch hat, salt and pepper shakers.
That's great. Oh. The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.